It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Been thinking some more about paper. Have you ever heard the word papier-mâché? Well, papier means paper in French, and mâché means chewed or jagged. So papier-mâché would be paper that looks as if it's been chewed or jagged. Like that. I have some strips of paper here. Because sometimes people use papier-mâché to make puppets. I thought maybe we could do that today. Pretty messy, so we'll take this to the kitchen. Mr. McFeely said he'd bring some of the sticky stuff for us. So, get the fish food here. Oh, maybe that's Mr. McFeely now. It's the back doorbell. Yes, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely? Oh, you have it, huh?
Yes, good. Right here.
Come in, thank you.
There's your sticky stuff.
Could
right
you
there.
Stay?
I can stay for about 3 minutes, Mr. Rogers, already.
Well, three is better than 0 minutes.
Already. Well, before we get our hands all messy, if you could sign for my delivery, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Here's the pen right on the dotted line right there.
Okay.
Okay, now that's taken care of. Now on to the papier-mâché.
Well, now, I made these strips of paper, as you suggested.
Alrighty, they're fine.
I'd sort of like to make a puppet.
All right, well, I have made the sticky stuff, which is just water and flour mixed together.
I see.
Alrighty, and the next step, then, is to put some of these strips of paper right into the mixture of, this is paste, water and flour paste, and just put them in here.
Thought maybe we could use this piece of little cardboard for the neck part of the puppet.
That would be fine. Just a few more strips here.
Take as many as you need.
All righty. I like papier-mâché.
Would you use that tape, Mr. McFeely, to tape this?
All righty, get some of this sticky stuff off my hands here.
See, and then we can...
Now we'll just tape that around.
Can you do it?
I believe so.
Good. Okay, you see now the puppet will... Just put your finger right in there, and then we'll have the puppet head over that.
All right, now that's the next step, right?
Yes, and I thought maybe we took one paper towel and just bunched it up like that.
Well, that's a good idea. Just...
You know, put the strips of the paper
all
over
right.
there.
All right. Now, the strips are almost ready here. I'll get them out. The first strip's coming out. Well, they are all sticking together. Now, to get some of the extra paste off, we can just do like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then put the first strip right over.
Good.
There we go. Well, that's one strip. One more.
Good.
Here's the other strip already. There's the other one.
That's coming nicely.
Here's a
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. Speedy delivery. Here we go. A little short strip there. That can go up there.
Maybe if we put one around.
All
like
right,
that.
That's a good idea. Now, let me see one long strip coming up. Here we go. Well, that's a little short. Maybe that one could start around.
Good.
And we'll continue on around. Here's the other one. Get the excess paste off.
Very nice. And you just keep covering it, don't you?
Keep covering it up. Pretty soon you'll have a little puppet. One of the most important things about paper mache is let it dry. You have to let it dry.
Oh, it takes a long time.
It takes a long time to dry. We'll put a few more strips on, and I think my 3 minutes will be up. A lot of deliveries today. I'll put this right there. Always a lot of deliveries. Now just keep on the strips there, Mr. Rogers, and you'll have a little puppet pretty soon.
All right, fine, Mr.
Now
McFeely.
I'll just borrow one of these towels here. Mm-hmm. Get the sticky stuff off.
Don't you want to wash your hands in the sink?
That's a good idea. All righty.
Wow. Boy, it's a lot easier with you helping, Mr. McFeely. It's coming, though.
It's going to be a fine puppet.
Thank you very much.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day, Mr. Puppet.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. I like paper mache, Mr. Rogers, and a good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. You know, when my sister was born, I got a puppet. And I used to pretend that the puppet was my sister. I used to do all sorts of things with that puppet. You know, we'll have to let that dry quite a while. You remember yesterday Mrs. Sweeney said to me, come on over and see us tomorrow. Well, let's see if they're home. See if the Sweeneys are home. We can go visit them. See their children. Hello, Jim. Hi, it's Fred Rogers. You all home today? Oh, at the pediatrician's office. Well, maybe we could. All right, I'll check with my friends and see. Thanks very much. Hope to see you soon. Goodbye. He said that Mrs. Sweeney and the two children were at the pediatrician's office. Do you know what a pediatrician is? That's a doctor who takes care of children. Some pediatricians are men and some are women. Would you like to go to see a pediatrician's office? Well, maybe the Sweeneys would let us come in when they get their checkup. Let's go. We can pretend we're going together on the bus, you and I. All right? Come on along with me. To the pediatrician's office. Hello, I'm Fred Rogers. Are the Sweeneys here?
Yes, they are.
I wonder if it'd be all right if my friends and I could see the Sweeneys having a checkup.
Well, if you'll wait 1 second, I'll check with the doctor.
Thank you.
Doctor, Mr. Rogers is here, and he'd like to know if he could be present when you examine Megan.
Mrs. Sweeney and Megan, do you mind if Mr. Rogers watches while we have our checkup?
That'd be all right. What do you think?
Certainly.
Okay. You may go in, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Doctor.
Rogers.
Good to see you. Hi, Megan.
I went to the dentist.
You're going to have a checkup? Hi, Christopher. Have you already had yours? Mm-hmm. Have you?
You know, Megan, when we have something especially valuable, we take a special care of it. And that's why you're here for a checkup like your brother Christopher was.
Mm.
Should we go ahead and get all checked up now? Do you remember what we always check? First, like we did a little while ago before Mr. Rogers came in, we got on the scale and got weighed and measured to see if we gained any weight.
Yeah.
And how tall we got since the last visit.
Yeah, I saw me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you like doing that?
Okay.
First, what we'll do is we'll take a look at everybody. You know, if you had windows all over, I wouldn't have to examine you because we could see right through. But we have to use, you remember the stethoscope? And that listens to your heart and your lungs. And you remember the otoscope? And this is what we look in the ear with. And it's just like the same kind of a flashlight that you have at home, except it's smaller. And then we look in your eyes and your nose and your throat to be sure everything's well. And you know why you want to stay well. Well, you remember, that's the cotton that every once in a while you have to get an injection to stay well with. You remember the tongue depressor so I can look at your mouth and your teeth and your throat? Remember that? Sure. And then what we'll do, we'll feel your tummy to be sure everything's all right in there like your stomach. Okay? Do you want to sit down and we'll get examined now?
Yeah.
Here, first, let's turn around this way so I can sit beside you. And let me just listen to you first, all right? Can you open your mouth and breathe in and out like you always do? Now, in this part, we're hearing especially your heart, which sounds very good.
But you can't ever hear what somebody's thinking, can you, through one of those?
That's impossible. Now, you remember, we feel under here to be sure nothing's there that shouldn't be there, because if there is anything there that's starting that should be treated, we can treat it and not have any trouble later. Remember? Now, what should we look at now? Should we look in your ears? Okay. Just turn your head like this, and we'll take a look. Does your other ear look just like that one? Hmm? Well, that's good. Now,
in
your eye. All right, now open and look straight at me. Open your eyes real. Oh, your eyes are as pretty as they ever were. And they move in all directions. And how about your nose? Should we look there? Oh, that looks fine. Now, remember what we used the last time? Remember the tongue depressor? Honey, we open your mouth now so I can look at... Oh, that's good. Oh, you brushed your teeth, and they look so good. Now, open your mouth real wide, and we'll look in the back of your throat. Say, ah. Oh, that's good. That's very good. Now, would you lie down and we'll feel your tummy? Hmm? That's good. See, we'll just feel all over and just be sure that everything is in there that should be there. And nothing extra. You remember this very well from the last checkup, don't you? Hmm? Does that hurt you? Well, let's check it again and be sure it's right.
Right.
It's right. You're right. It's right.
Okay. Does it tickle?
Now, let me feel under your arms and just be sure everything's there that should be there. It is. Okay. All right. Would you sit up now, honey, for just a minute and put your legs over the front? And you remember how we check here to see if your leg bounce is right? Oh, look at that. No, leave it down. Now, let's see if it bounces. It bounced, didn't it? Huh? Now, let's see what happens when we do this. Oh, you just do so well. Would you like to walk for me so we can see how strong and good and straight your legs are?
Hmm?
Walk over to the light there, honey. Now, walk back here. Well, Megan really is finished with her examination.
Oh, is she? Well, good.
Are you planning to go home?
No, Mr. Rogers, we were going to go downtown today. We have some shopping to do.
Oh. Well, I'm on my way back to my place, but I'd go to the bus with you if you're on your way out.
Oh, that would be nice.
Mommy, but I'm playing with those cars over there.
Well, you can take your car with you, Christopher.
Christopher likes to play with the cars, too.
Well,
Christopher's being a perfectly healthy, normal boy. And that's why we get regular checkups so they can play well, run well, and feel well.
I wanted my friends to see a checkup because I think it's helpful to know what some of the things are that the doctors use.
And they're very, very simple things to use, and most of the children like it.
You want me to
talk?
Okay.
And they know that you helped them. Thank you, Doctor, for allowing us to come.
You're welcome.
Megan, we have to go
Chris.
Out this way.
Megan! Out this way. It's over here. Here it is, honey. Bye.
Here, Megan.
Come on, Meg.
Thank you, Dr. Mermelstein.
You're welcome.
We'll see you again.
Bye.
Thank you,
Miss.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye. We've been to the pediatrician's office. That bus ride reminded me of the trolley. Let's bring the trolley here. Hey, trolley. We'd like to go to the neighborhood of make-believe. Will you take us? Good. Will you pretend with me that the trolley's taking us to the neighborhood of make-believe? All right. In we go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Bill. I mean, something. I don't know what it is, but some sort of a pill.
Oh, well, I've never heard of a pill to stop a baby crying.
Well, I'll just make one then. I'm tired of hearing that crying every night.
You mean you know how to make pills, Lady Elaine?
I can make anything with my boomerang, tumerang, sumerang.
There,
why, sweetie.
Why, you never cease to amaze me, Lady Elaine.
I bet I'm the liveliest neighbor you ever had.
I believe you are.
Now, let's take this pill to the castle.
Oh, I'm curious to see what happens.
On your mark, get set, go!
I certainly wish I knew something that would keep the baby from crying so much in the night.
new babies do a lot of crying, Uncle Friday.
I know that now.
I won, everyone.
Dr. Bill. You always win, Lady Elaine.
Well, sure.
Fairchild, Platypus.
How do you do, Lady Elaine?
Hello, sweeties.
And what is your mission, friends?
Well, I've just made a pill to stop the baby from crying at night.
Just what I wanted. A pill, you say?
Yes, look at it. It's big enough. It ought to do a lot of good.
Let me see that. What do you think, Lady Evelyn?
Well, how do we know that this pill will be good for the baby?
Well, we don't know, but we could always try.
Try something you don't know about? On my baby? What do you think, Dr. Bill?
Oh, I'm an animal doctor, Your Majesty. I really don't know.
Is there a baby doctor, a pediatrician in make-believe? If so, step up to the castle of the king immediately. Oh, and so there is. Pediatrician, I presume?
As usual, correct, Your Majesty.
The pill which Lady Eberlyn has, could you tell me, is it a good pill for my baby? He's looking in his microscope.
I certainly wouldn't recommend it. You know, pills really don't cure everything.
Well, that means that it's not particularly good for the baby. Well, then, would you kindly give the baby a checkup inside?
I'd be happy to.
Lady Eberlyn, would you escort the pediatrician to Queens Hera and the Prince?
Of course, Uncle Friday. This way.
Thank you very much. Yes. There.
Why, did you see how he looked through that microscope? And could tell what that pill was all about?
Show off.
Oh, he was a real pediatrician.
Oh, why don't you learn to be a pediatrician, Dr. Bill?
Oh, I'd like that. I could still be an animal doctor, but I could be a real baby doctor, too.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd really like that.
And so you will. I command it, Dr. Bill.
Great news, Dr. Bill. A real pediatrician.
Did you take the doctor to the baby?
Yes, Uncle Friday, I did. He's with Queen Sarah and Prince Tuesday now.
Very good.
Trolley?
With Trolley.
Trolley? Dr. Bill is going to learn to be a pediatrician.
Yes, and tell the trolley that I'm finding out what's good and what's bad for babies.
And Trolley,
good for you, Fairchild.
Lady Elaine Fairchild is finding out what's good and what's bad for babies.
Yes, you don't just make up any old pill and give it to you.
Lady Elaine's finding out what's good and what's bad for babies. And the doctor said, pills don't cure everything. No. This is a little drier. It'll take a while, though. Let's pretend this is a pill. The baby's trying to eat it. No. No, this isn't a pill for you. No. I'm taking care of this baby. Because I'm a grown-up, and I can. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once, I was very little, too. Now I take care of you. Playing with puppets like this and making things, you know, is one of the best ways I know of learning. Yeah, it's sort of pretending how it'll be when you're grown up. One of the best ways I know for learning. Well, let's clean up here. Now I take care of you. Take this home and let it dry. We've done a lot today, you and I. Can you remember some of the things we've done? Pediatrician's office. Pretended in the neighborhood of make-believe. I like to be with you. That's why I come to visit with you each day. And I'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. If you'd make a puppet, there'd be only one puppet like that in the whole world. Because it would be you who'd make it. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.